Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. I have no relationships to disclose. And again, my title is Integration of Technology of Young Worker Outreach Training. And this information has been put together based off of funding from OSHA for a Susan Harwood Capacity Building Grant. So the grant number is listed right below if you have any questions about it or want to look into that. Just a basic background, in 2010 we were funded to develop a Center for Young Worker Safety and Health at Georgia Tech from the Susan Harwood training. We just entered into our second year of funding, so we're just getting started. This is our first month of our second year. These are our mission and goals, so these are similar challenges to every other group that has gotten up and spoken. These are our mission and goals to continue as long as we have the ability to be able to do that. We really want to coordinate and promote the efforts of health and safety training programs throughout the Southeast as much as possible. We do a lot of training in the state of Georgia, and we've been working for years to coordinate those efforts. But as always, you're working with different agencies, you're working with different groups. There are challenges to that, and it requires a lot of effort and time. We also want to really create this culture of workplace safety and health among young workers. So really not just letting them understand what specific hazards are, but having an expectation that they should be entering into a safe and health environment. Some of the caveats and sort of comments we get from young workers when we do training with them is that they didn't know they had rights, or they didn't realize that they should have gotten a healthy and safe environment, or they say, I thought it was just part of the job, the hazards. So comments like that, we want to really dispel those myths that that's what the expectation should be. And we're really working to build a young worker safety program in terms of a certificate program that makes sense for them. We've done lots of OSHA 10-hour training for high school students, and we find that there's a disconnect with the format of an OSHA 10-hour with what they are technically and ready to go through. And so making sure that some of the learning-based or work-based programs in the high schools throughout the state of Georgia require an OSHA 10-hour, and how do we go back to them and say, you know, we really think that there might be other training that would work a lot more effectively for your students. And our long-range goal is to provide online interactive web-based training, and so that's really where we are going, and that's the basis of this presentation. So there's a picture of me with much longer hair holding a boom mic. And so what we've been doing and spending some of our time when we're not out doing training in the field is working to develop an interactive website, developing flash games for the students to use, developing videos. So the Talking Safety program and the OSHA's 11 program and some of the programs developed by University of Washington have all of these great storylines that you can build off of, where there's an interchange between a young worker and an employer. So we've been taking some of those storylines and storylines that we've created and converting them into videos. So instead of the students reading them, they're watching them. And that's one of the feedback that we've gotten from the students, is that they don't want to be spoken to. They want to have various forms of videos, games, and interaction. We also have a blog on our website, and we've been trying to promote stories about young worker injuries and illnesses. A recent story that we did is related to the fast food industry and exposures that are in the fast food industry. And it's a varying source, because it's information not only for employers but also for the young workers itself. And I'll talk about Twitter and Facebook. So this is a screenshot of our website, and just kind of give you a background. We try to have lots of different information, the transparency of our training events. So if you want to know where we are or what we're doing, it's up there. There's our calendar. But we also have links, so to our Facebook, Twitter, and feed, so that if you want to subscribe to when we're putting new information up there, you can get it whenever you want it. And we also have it linked to Google Analytics, so if you do search terms, you can search our website for words that we use. And the website's listed right there at youngworker.gotech.edu. And this is just a screenshot of our blog. Not really a good screenshot because it doesn't show an interesting article, just that we've changed the specific URL. Just a screenshot of our Twitter account, which is at Young Worker, and I'll discuss that a little bit more in a minute, and our Facebook page, which is Young Worker at GTRI. And so what we found is that these students or the young workers really like these, but they don't necessarily want to like you, because then their friends know that they're liking you. So there is this element that we don't have many followers on Facebook, but we may have many hits or people having impressions. The same thing goes with the Twitter, is that we have a lot of people that may not be following us, but we do get messages from time to time from people with questions. So knowing that you're there as a resource that the students and the young workers may be looking at them, but they may not necessarily want to put their Facebook account connected to yours as well. So when you manage these social networks, it can be a challenge. We want to present one central message and one central image, so kind of having a consistency throughout. I don't like having to log into multiple different accounts all the time. So I hired two college students who were great because they've helped me link everything together so we don't have to do that. And it really provides the quickest and easiest access to information for the young workers. And they've given feedback informally that they use this even though they may not actually be clicking on the like button. And so how to manage these different accounts is really important. Having one central email that you use all of those through specifically versus having multiple accounts gives me the ability to say to my student, this is how you access these four different accounts, this is how you get to it, but beware to filter the information that's actually sent to the email account because it can inundate you. Two things I really recommend is if you do use Young Worker Outreach and you're using Facebook and Twitter, there's a Twitter app for your Facebook account which links your Twitter and your Facebook. So if you find an article that's interesting and you want to post it to both your Facebook and your Twitter account, you post it to your Twitter feed and it automatically shows up on your Facebook page. So I hardly ever have to log into the Facebook page for the Young Worker account because everything that I put on Twitter automatically goes to my Facebook page. Another application that we use is a free downloadable application. It's for iPads, iPhones, your computers, whatever. It's called TweetDeck, and it links Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and other social networking sites. It's a great resource to use. It also allows you to search for certain terms. So if you're looking for worker death, if you're looking for OSHA, if you're looking for young worker, if you're looking for certain terms being used, you can find them as you go along. But I also recommend that if you do it, we've been bringing our Twitter feed to our webpage. So if you use the hashtag Young Worker, regardless of who you are, you end up showing up on our Twitter feed because we feel that it's important that any comments or tweets related to young workers show up on our webpage. So here is an example of WorkSafe British Columbia tweeted something and multiple people retweeted it about a young worker being killed. And so now we have not only people who know those other individuals are finding that information, but anyone coming to our website will get that information as well. But I really recommend always making sure you get feedback from the young workers. So this is a picture of some of our Youth Build students that we've trained. Youth Build is a program for high school dropouts, and it's really a program designed to get them trained and back into the workforce. And so having them do an activity like hazard mapping and having them explain what hazards they find are important, but then getting feedback from them on what we're developing works for them or doesn't work for them. So in as far as developing interactive tools, we've been working on making flash-based games. What we found from talking to the teachers in the Department of Education is that their limitations, as far as Georgia's concerned, are restricted in terms of bandwidth and what they're actually able to download. So we wanted to make them simple. We wanted to make them interactive, but we also wanted to engage them. So sometimes the message may be a little bit, the goal is to be a little bit eye-catching versus being just pure science or the simple message. We also have the video development going alongside. So we took 9 different stories and we're working on making 9 different flash game-based games and 9 different videos that can be integrated into the 4 main lessons that we go through in our training, which is injuries and illnesses, hazard identification, developing corrective measures for hazards, and then young worker rights and responsibilities. So those 9 different stories tie into those 4 different concepts kind of fluid in a fluid manner, in the sense that they cover different industries depending on the group. So and we have them posted on our web. We have 3 of them posted on our website, and we're looking for feedback. So if you go to our website, test them out, tell us what's wrong, tell us what's great, because we're going to correct them until we get it right. So here's a game example, and we'll see if it works. So cross your fingers. So there's simple instructions. So they're going to watch out for the dangerous situations. They have to click on any dangerous situations that they see. And then if they can't figure it out, they can keep restarting it until they get it right. So this is an example of a laboratory setting. So here we see what's the hazard. The first thing we see is the Bunsen burner's lit. There's paper underneath of it. If I ignore it, it catches on fire. And so simple messages telling them that it catches on fire, and then it says try again. So the goal is you can click on the Bunsen burner, it turns it off, and then you have to see what else is going on. He can go get his PPE from the equipment counter, and then we see he mixed chemicals. They splash on his face, but his eyes are protected. Just to give them a message, we want to let them know that the importance of safety gear, and then it gives additional messages, so take home notes. Safety goggles are important, but you may need to use protective gloves, lab coat, face shield when working with chemicals. Kind of give them that take home message. If I did it one more time, you would see that if he doesn't get his safety glasses, hazardous things happen to the individual himself. To tie that in, to kind of give a similar message, we have a video example. And so here is the video example. Okay. It may be hard to hear. Basically, I'll give you a little dialogue. There's Keisha, who's the lab assistant, and we have Professor McDougall, who is the professor who is trying to get her set up for her next class, and she doesn't have time to tell her new student that's working for her how to do the task. So she says, I'm really busy, I can't get this done, which we find is very common. The best intentions to do safety training, but we run out of time. Similar, she's supposed to be training him, but again, she's another young worker. She's busy with her own tasks. She doesn't have any safety equipment, so she says, too bad, sorry, we really don't have anything. You're going to do the right thing, basically. And he's uncomfortable, partly because we couldn't get a large enough lab coat for him to wear during the filming, so He's a little uncomfortable. She's annoyed because she has to help him. And so he's told to mix the chemicals. And let's see. So she looks for safety glasses, can't find them. Apologize. I did bring speakers, but they're obviously not working to the effect intended. And we're almost done. He mixes the chemicals, and we have a massive reaction. So the goal here is then to engage the students in a dialogue. What went wrong? What was the dialogue between the teacher and the young workers? How could it have changed? So that's what we're working on from that example. And other suggestions is to use platforms that don't require downloading for teachers. One of the things we do is we have a free subscription to a program called Issue, which allows you to view PDF files without having to actually download them. And I think I'm out of time, so this is our contact information, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or whatever needs to happen.
Thank you very much.